With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Documents have come to light involving Barack Obama and Russian collusion allegations. The director of the National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, produced documents that reportedly show Barack Obama and former Obama administration officials conspired against President Trump in 2016. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire.
They could not believe that the American people would duly elect President Trump. So they had to try and create their own version of fan fiction to drive a narrative to make the American people believe Russia, that somehow Vladimir Putin had installed or made sure that Donald Trump would win.
Gabbard has declassified documents that she said were evidence the Obama administration manufactured and politicized intelligence to lay the groundwork for the FBI probe into Russia's election interference. The UK and Germany leading a NATO meeting to provide military support for Ukraine, including advanced air defense systems like Patriots. In a virtual Ukraine Defense Contact Group meeting, Ukrainian Defense Minister Denis Shmyhal says his nation desperately needs U.S.-made air defense systems.
I request the U.S. to make these weapons available for purchase and our European partners to extend all the needed financing for their procurement. My second request is for financial support. Ukraine needs $6 billion to close this year's procurement gap.
This meeting comes in the wake of Russia's largest aerial assaults on Ukraine in months, targeting Kyiv overnight and into Monday. This is a week full of profit updates from big U.S. companies, and stocks are higher now. The Dow up 230 points, the Nasdaq adding 156. This is SRN News. A troubling report from the Netherlands.
It has to do with physician-assisted suicide, which has been legal in the country for some time. According to the government's most recent survey, there were about 10,000 deaths by assisted suicide in 2021. What's even more troubling about that, though, is that 517 of those deaths were classified as, quote, ending of life without explicit request, meaning that doctors in the Netherlands took the lives of over 500 people who had not actually requested suicide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hip-hop and R&B remain the most popular genres in terms of on-demand music streaming volume, but Christian and gospel music is catching up. Those streams of new music, that's songs released in the last 18 months, are slightly down from the same time last year. New Christian music has defied that trend. Christian music listeners, 60% female and 30% millennial. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street's benchmarks opened with gains this morning ahead of a busy week of corporate earnings reports. Domino's Pizza jumped 5.2% pre-market after posting strong same-store sales in the U.S., even though the pizza chain just missed Wall Street sales and profit targets. Verizon climbed 4.6% after the phone and broadband giant beat analyst sales and profit targets and raised its full-year guidance. Other companies reporting this week include General Motors, Coca-Cola, Tesla, and Alphabet. This week, we'll also bring updates on home sales, jobless claims, and manufacturing. Markets have stabilized since the spring when President Trump's tariff announcements sent the market swinging wildly from day to day and sometimes from hour to hour. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.